Greetings, friends, and good morning, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Today, we are going to resume our study because we're looking for some encouragement. We're looking for some wisdom from the Psalms and the Proverbs, and we're ready for chapter 28 for both of those this morning. I just wanted to real quickly acknowledge and thank those of you. I check my P.O. box about once every 2 weeks, so twice a month. And there was a couple of pieces of mail in there with cards and contributions to the podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you. Your generosity far exceeds what I deserve. And that goes for everybody who's contributing through PayPal, who's Patreon subscribers on a monthly basis. Those of you who pray for the podcast, I'm very humbled and quite frankly amazed. I'm surprised that anyone would support me, support the podcast, and it's just been a privilege for me to do the podcast, much less have the support and the prayers from all of you. So thank you so much. It's very humbling, and it's far more than I deserve. Also, the website, www.scriptureandprophecy.com, that's where you go to find the archives and the devotionals and all that jazz. So don't forget about the website, and that is, if you're interested in supporting the podcast, that's where you go to do that. Last little announcement, I'm going to be out of town this week. Matter of fact, this podcast is being recorded a day early to be released on its normal day of Monday morning. I have to fly out of town for work, it's in flying to Oklahoma. And I'm one of those people who hates to travel, hates planes, is just not a fan of any of it. So please, just please pray for me for smooth and safe travels, and that God would protect me as I travel and protect my family and my property and my home and stuff as I'm gone. I'm a homebody. I don't like to leave. So please be praying for me. But all the podcasts I've been working on in advance, so they'll still be out. Coming out as normal, so you guys will not do without the Word of God for this week. That is the announcements. I want to just jump right in. We're going to start with Psalm 28, Psalm of David, King James Bible, verse 1. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands, render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. A short psalm, but a powerful one. That first verse there, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. I believe David here is acknowledging the fact that if God doesn't hold him up, if God's not responding to him and paying attention to him, that he in his human flesh will be just like the rest of the world and go down into the pit. And this is true for us all. A couple weeks ago, it was a Saturday. Wasn't this last Saturday? Or the Saturday, maybe it was this last Saturday. It's been within the last couple of weeks. We had a weird weather for April. And I went out to do my morning run. And when I got into the parking lot, I run at this big old garden. And it was just covered in ice. The road was just covered in ice. So every step I'm taking, there's a potential chance to slip and get severely injured. But like most runners, I continue to run anyway. But as I'm running, you know, I'm praying to God, God, lift me up, hold me up so that I don't slip and fall and break an ankle or, you know, crack my head, break an arm, you know, hold me up. And I was acknowledging to God as I'm doing this run, I'm like, I'm out here running and I can't control when there might be a piece of slick ice underneath my feet. If you don't hold me up, there's nothing, then I'm in big trouble. And there was a few times where I would hit a patch of ice and my foot would slip a little bit and I would just say, thank you, God. Thank you for not letting me fall. And I realized as I was running and I was praying this, and this went on for about an hour and 10 minutes, I realized that this is a true metaphor for life. That if God doesn't hold us up, and, you know, there's that prayer, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. If God does not help us, protect us from those temptations, if God does not hold us up, we will slip and we will fall to our flesh and fall to sin. Not only is God protecting us and keeping us safe and providing for us and meeting our needs, but He is the only way. And clinging to Him and His Son Jesus and the finished work of the cross, and walking in that strength and walking in that power, is the only way to avoid falling. Because left to ourselves, like David says, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. And so I just thought I would share that. Maybe that's what my devotional should be about this week. Let me read to you a little tiny piece of commentary from Matthew Henry, as I typically like to do. Here's what he says. He says, David is very earnest in prayer. Observe his faith in prayer. God is my rock on whom I build my hope. Believers should not rest till they have received some token that their prayers are heard. He prays that he may not be numbered with the wicked. Save me from being entangled in the snares they have laid for me. Save me from being infected with their sins and from doing as they do. Lord, never leave me to use such arts of deceit and treachery for my safety as they use for my ruin. Believers dread the way of sinners. The best are sensible of the danger that they are in of being drawn aside. We should pray earnestly to God for His grace to keep us. Those who are careful not to partake with sinners in their sins have no reason to hope that they shall not receive their plagues. He speaks of the judgments of the Lord on the workers of iniquity. This is not the language of passion or revenge. It is a prophecy that there will certainly come a day when God will punish every man who persists in his evil deeds. Sinners shall be reckoned with, not only for the mischief they have done, but for the mischief they design and did what they could to effect. Disregard of the works of the Lord is the cause of sin of sinners and becomes the cause of their ruin. All right, let's transition into the Proverbs. See if there be a little bit of wisdom here for us. Proverbs chapter 28, King James Bible. Verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgressions of the land are the prince thereof, but a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increase his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Whosoever causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in his possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searches him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I like that verse. Verse 13, let's read it again. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. The writer's here saying, if you try to cover it up, you know, the scriptures say, be sure your sins will find you out. But if you confess, right? And you first, if you confess and you forsake that sin and turn away from it, you will have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is the wicked ruler over the poor people. A prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tilleth the land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not the poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Oh, well, there you have it. There you have Psalms and the Proverbs for this morning. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it's been a blessing to you. We have a few minutes to spare. And so what I've been doing lately is there's this devotional I've been reading called Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon. And I have to read mine for this morning yet, so I'll just read it with you guys all over the podcast since we have time. So here's the morning version from the book. The scripture we're looking at is a Psalm 4:2. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? Here's what Mr. Spurgeon has to say. An instructive writer has made a mournful list of the honors which the blinded people of Israel awarded to their long-expected king. They gave him a procession of honor in which Roman legionaries, Jewish priests, men and women took a part, he himself bearing his cross. This is the triumph which the world awards to him who comes to overthrow a man's direst foes. Derisive shouts are his holy acclamations, and cruel taunts his paeans of praise. They presented him with wine of honor instead of a golden cup of generous wine. They offered him the criminal's stupefying death draught, which he refused because he would preserve an unjust taste wherewith to taste the death. And afterwards, when he cried, "I thirst," they gave him vinegar mixed with gall, thrust to his mouth upon a sponge. O wretched, detestable inhospitality to the king's son! He was provided with a guard of honor, who showed their esteem of him by gambling over his garments, which they seized as their booty. Such was the bodyguard of the adored of heaven, a quaternion of brutal gamblers. A throne of honor was found for him upon the bloody tree. No easier place of rest would rebel men yield to their liege lord. The cross was, in fact, the full expression of the world's feeling towards him. There they seemed to say, "Thou Son of God, this is the manner in which God himself should be treated, could we reach him." The title of honor was nominally King of the Jews, but that the blinded nation distinctly repudiated and really called him King of Thieves by preferring Barabbas and placing Jesus in the place of the highest shame between two thieves. His glory was thus in all things turned into shame by the sons of men. But it shall be gladdened the eyes of the saints and the angels, world without end. And that's his commentary on, "O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame?" And he's just pointing out all these cruel things that the world did to the king. And it's interesting how he says that part. Let me get back to it. That's how they would like to treat God himself, if they could reach him. Yeah, let me read the fourth thing he brought up. He said, "A throne of honor was found for him upon the bloody tree. No easier place of rest would rebel men yield to their liege lord. The cross was, in fact, the full expression of the world's feeling towards him. There they seemed to say, 'Thou Son of God, this is the manner in which God himself should be treated. Could we reach him?'" And I've noticed lately this growing, and I've talked about it quite a bit, this growing absolute hatred and hostility towards Christianity and towards Christ. And I'm seeing it everywhere I go. And it's, oh man, I think the church is so blind to how bad it really is getting. Like how much that I'm looking down the line, and I've brought this up before, and I just wrote a devotional not long ago about it on my website. You can read it. If you look down the line, you can see where this is headed. Because throughout history, we've seen where this heads. So let's be people of prayer. Let's be those who walk in righteousness and hide under the wing of the Lord. And we should not fear man, but we should be in fear of the one who can destroy the body and soul in hell, as the scriptures say. All right. I hope that you've been blessed this morning. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray it. Please be thinking of me and praying for me. I really, really would appreciate it as I travel this week. And may the grace of God and his son Jesus be upon you all. And until next time, God bless.